Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good. I'm Peter, and this is a podcast of upbeat news, thoughts, stories, and music from all around the world. This podcast is here to give your day a dose of the positive instead of the relentless onslaught of news and information that revolves around the negative. Good things are happening all the time, but it's usually harder to find than the rest of the news. So, this is a brief daily oasis where I'll collect and share some of the good stuff. I certainly understand that it's important to stay aware of the issues of the day, but that can get overwhelming sometimes, and I know that I could sure use some daily reminders of the good that's out there and the great things that are happening all the time, all over the world. So with that said, here's the daily good. Hi, welcome to today's episode of The Daily Good. It is lovely to have you here with me as we talk about some of the great stuff in our world. Starting off today with a recent news story from New Mexico, where a young aspiring law enforcement hopeful did something pretty remarkable. It seems that a young man named Jose Nunez Romanes went to the ATM recently because he was trying to help his grandfather purchase socks online and then noticed that his bank account was low. So he headed out to his local ATM to make a deposit and get that account balance a little higher. And when he got to the ATM, he noticed a clear plastic bag nearby with cash in it. So what did he do? Not what some people would do, which would be to think, hey, free money. No, he took the money and he turned it in to the local law enforcement. He is, as I said before, he is an aspiring law enforcement agent himself. His dream is to be a crime scene investigator, and he is studying criminal justice at Central New Mexico Community College. So he turned the money in to the police department, and it turns out that the bag had $135,000 in 50s and 20s. So he said that he felt that he was just doing the right thing, and the police and the local businesses have lauded his honorability over and over and over again. He has received lots of gift cards and sports gear and season tickets for UNM football games from ESPN Radio, and he was given a $500 scholarship towards his studies from the local electric company. And the police chief himself invited Jose to apply for a job as a public service aide for the department. How's that for some good news? Time for The Good Word, that part of the podcast where we listen to some great poetry or talk about some great thoughts or hear some inspirational quotes. And today we have a quote from the great essayist William Hazlitt, and the quote is simply this: prosperity is a great teacher. Adversity is a greater. Possession pampers the mind. Privation trains and strengthens it. Nothing terribly surprising here, but it's always worth hearing again, maybe. You're never going to get into great shape physically by just lying in bed and being comfortable and having everything brought to you. No, you have to get out there, you have to get to the gym, or you have to get out to the track or jump into the pool, and you have to push yourself and you have to do the uncomfortable things that stress and strain your muscles in order to make them stronger and to keep you healthier. It is not a good, healthy, natural state for us to be soft and comfortable all the time. Even if that sounds nice, it's not what is actually best for us. It's not what we are meant to do physically or mentally or emotionally or spiritually. So one more time, this quote from the great essayist William Hazlitt: prosperity is a great teacher. Adversity is a greater. Possession pampers the mind. Privation trains and strengthens it. And so we find ourselves at our second good news story for today. And this is, I don't want to call it a classic because this is a new podcast and there's no such thing as a classic in a new podcast. But it is certainly the classic idea, at least the classic idea that I had in mind when I started this podcast, for the sort of news stories that I wanted to have featured. Brief, low-key, grassroots, positive news stories that could inspire all of us to do better, to be better people in our day-to-day lives. Here's what I'm talking about. There is a postal worker in Massachusetts who, on his daily routes delivering mail, noticed quite a few 2020 grad signs out on people's lawns. And he realized that a lot of the people along his route had kids in school who were graduating but wouldn't be able to walk in graduation ceremonies this year due to the lockdowns. So he has taken it upon himself to do a small kindness for those families. And when I say small, I mean this is a little thing, but again, it's the ripple effect that we're talking about. What he's decided to do is leave $5 Dunkin' Donuts gift cards in their mailboxes. This is not a big thing, but it's significant because it shows attentiveness. It brings awareness to people that their situation has been noticed and that other people, even total strangers, care about them and care about what they're going through. So he delivers mostly in the Concord, New Hampshire area. New Hampshire, not Massachusetts. And he says that so far he's handed out around 25 or so gift cards, but he keeps more in a lunchbox that he keeps with him as he delivers in case he sees more signs. He says that he has a daughter himself who graduated in 2018. And he said, you know, she had some issues in school learning-wise, so she struggled. And to know that she was able to graduate and walk across the stage and get her diploma was very meaningful for her and for me. To know that the students for 2020 are not going to be able to do that is hard and sad. And I'd just like to point out as an afterthought here, he's using his own personal out-of-pocket money to buy these gift cards. And he says, quote, "I'm not very well off myself, but I look at it as if I put a smile on somebody's face, then I will do it." And again, that's what we're all about here. So whoever you are listening to this podcast, wherever you are in the world today, think about what you're going to do today, where you're going to go, who you're going to interact with, whether that's, you know, going out to do a grocery run or to grab a cup of coffee, or even if you're just going to only interact with people in an online sort of social media sort of way. What can you personally do? Is there something that you could do for just one of those people? Just a random kindness for someone out of nowhere for no particular reason. They didn't do anything to earn it or deserve it that you could just do for them to brighten up their day. It is unbelievable how good you can make someone else feel and how good that will make you feel yourself. Give it a try. And now it's time to explore our wonderful world, thanks to modern technology and a lot of really cool websites that we've been using for the last couple of weeks now in the podcast. We explored a webcam a little while ago that was trained on the Eiffel Tower, and you could click a certain part of the website and it would give you a time lapse of the previous 24 hours. You could see it, you know, in a little burst of sparkles when they light it up every night, and that's really lovely and magical. However, there is another way to experience the Eiffel Tower remotely, given our current circumstances. And that is, again, through the good graces of the Google Arts and Culture website. And they have an entire section of the website devoted to the Eiffel Tower. So we are returning to Paris, France, and to Google's Arts and Culture site for their Eiffel Tower section. They have four different stories that you can explore. One on the construction of the Eiffel Tower, one on the Eiffel Tower in 1900, one on the birth of the Eiffel Tower, and their last exhibit online is the Eiffel Tower's inauguration and first visitors. It's really, really fascinating. It's such an iconic landmark. It's one that we all sort of know instinctively, and it's certainly something that we take for granted as far as familiarity is concerned. But, you know, how much do you really know about it? Now, with my luck, there's probably someone listening to this podcast who is a scholar of French architectural design, and they did their thesis on the Eiffel Tower. To that person, I say, I salute you. And you probably don't need to go visit this website. You should just go and climb the Eiffel Tower yourself, darn it. For the rest of us, this is a really fascinating website to kind of peruse and wander around, and I really hope that you all do so. So today's Wonderful World recommendation, the Eiffel Tower in Paris, France, via the Google Arts and Culture website. And so we wind things up with Sounds Good. And my recommendation for a song today is sort of due to the fact that we're heading into summertime. And when summertime rolls around, there are definitely some sounds that I like to surround myself with musically. The Beach Boys usually kind of goes without saying. They herald summertime for me in a way that goes all the way back to my childhood. Growing up near Seattle, my family would invariably do a road trip down to Southern California, where my folks were from, and that almost always involved playing Beach Boys music in the days leading up to the road trip, so that's very evocative for me. The music of Bob Marley and the Wailers, of course, is very sort of tropical and summery to me. And then quite a few years ago, when I was working at Barnes & Noble, which was one of the better jobs I've ever had in my life, a song came onto the store's in-store playlist, and I immediately made a beeline over to the music department and demanded to know who the singer was, what the name of the song was, and where the album was so that I could pick it up. The name of the song, which is today's recommendation, is Tanto Tempo. The name of the singer is Bebel Gilberto. And the album, let's see if I can remember which album this is from. I think it might actually just be called Tanto Tempo, come to think of it. It is... So Bebel Gilberto is a Brazilian singer. So she sings in Portuguese and a little bit of English, but mostly Portuguese. And the album is so soft and warm and summery. It sounds like a summer afternoon around sunset on the beach with white sand and palm trees, and you're laying in a hammock and there's some drink nearby that is absurdly alcoholic. And this is the soundtrack that you want to have playing. Her singing is gorgeous. She comes by it honestly. Her father was the legendary Brazilian bossa nova musician João Gilberto. He was absolutely phenomenal, and she's been performing since she was a little girl in Brazil. And like I said before, she sings in Portuguese, which is a very, very sexy sounding language, especially with this style of music. To me, it has always sounded like a drunk French person trying to speak Spanish. That may not sound sexy, but you have to believe me, it is. So, the recommendation for today is the title track to Bebel Gilberto's album Tanto Tempo. I'll have a link to the song on YouTube in the show notes for today's episode at www.the-daily-good.com. If it is a warm and summery day where you are, crank it up. And if it's not, put it onto your playlist because you're going to want it when summer shows up. That's it for the Daily Good today. There are links to everything we talked about in today's podcast on the website at www.the-daily-good.com. Our theme music, On the Sunny Side of the Street, was recorded by the incredible Jonathan Stout. Thanks for joining me. Come back tomorrow or anytime you need a boost.